I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
And I want to tell you about a podcast I think you're going to love.
Who Weekly is a podcast about everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't.
Does celebrity news stress you out?
Are there too many people you've literally never heard of?
Check out Who Weekly, a podcast hosted by Lindsay Weber and me, Bobby Finger.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we'll answer the most burning listener queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly on the Odyssey app or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Hello, Fallen Angel listeners. It's Vanessa Grigoriadis, and I am here to tell you about my very scandalous new show. This time, it is not about anorexia and thongs and glitter. It is about the biggest stories from the last two decades. The show is called Infamous. It's a collection of miniseries, and I have one to share with you right now. It's about the founder of Girls Gone Wild and something that happened to him, which was not very fun. Though it was wild. All five episodes of my story about Girls Gone Wild, called Boy Gone Wild, are out now. After that, you can listen weekly and subscribe. But first, enjoy this not-so-safe-for-work clip from Infamous. This is a story about thieving, about things being taken from you, things you don't deserve to have taken. So to tell it, we're going to start with an actual robbery, a famous one. It's a robbery that took place in 2004 at a house in Bel Air. Concrete, glass, pool out back. This house is owned by a guy who founded a company you may have heard of, but you probably haven't thought about it in a million years.
Now you can party with the wildest girls ever caught on tape. Girls Gone Wild.
Yup, this is the home of the founder of Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis. He's about 30 years old, sort of good-looking, square jaw, but also often seems on edge, like he's going to yell at a waiter. Tonight, he's not home, but somebody else is.
If you entered properly, you would enter through the gate in your car. You'd pull up a driveway that's on a pretty steep incline.
That's Riley Perez, and he isn't entering properly.
I walk through the bottom portion, making sure no one's there. Go up the steps, master bedroom, huge walk-in closet, second bedroom, which was a little gym that he had set up. I'm looking for the safe, yeah, but maybe it's not in a safe. Maybe it's in a drawer. Looking for a little lockbox, anything that could lead me to possible mini-DV tapes that would fit in the camcorder.
Riley's looking for tape recordings of Girls Gone Wild that Joe might have in his safe.
Crazy enough, the smaller of the safes was open, so I don't have to fidget with it and try to come up with a combination. I open it. There's a couple tapes in there, mini DV tapes. I'll take those with me, put those in the bag.
But Riley has more on his mind than some cassette tapes. He has in his hand a sex aid, a dildo. A specific type of dildo.
It had gained attention when it was profiled in Sex in the City. It was called the rabbit, or what is it? A pink rabbit. I grab one. I'll put this to use.
What Riley would do next with that pink rabbit would be so unbelievable, so ironic, that it would become the stuff of Hollywood lore. Because Joe Francis had been accused of exploiting women on camera, of making them do something they didn't want to do. And now Riley is going to make the same type of tape of Joe. He's come prepared with a gun. He's got a video camera. He's going to make Joe Francis lay face down in bed, and he's going to make him say these words.
My name is Joe Francis. I'm a boy gone wild, and I like it up the ass.
Women. They want to be exploited. Joe Francis is a genius.
Lady, when you flush the Joe Francis toilet, there are just all kinds of stains.
I'd like to first start out by saying that I'm 100% innocent of anything that I just pled to.
From Campside Media and Sony Music Entertainment, I'm Vanessa Grigoriadis, and this is Infamous. Thanks so much for listening, and please subscribe to Infamous.
They said it couldn't be done. They say it bordered on impossible.
When someone says I can't do something, I usually agree with them.
And now, against all odds, this completely mediocre comedy podcast has done the unthinkable. They got listeners.
We got listeners.
No way.
Amazing.
Now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm so happy we're at Odyssey now.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
The Commercial Break Podcast. You heard it here last.